How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, okay. I get the message. It's time to go on. I can't sleep all night. I wish I could, right? All right, it's 10 o'clock at night where I am, you know. 10 o'clock at night, 10, on the East Coast. And I know it's 9 in the central part of the United States, and it's even 7 o'clock California time. But here it is, 10 o'clock tonight, on this Thursday night. And, well, praise Yahweh, we're still here tonight. We're still functioning, and the Lord has seen fit. Tonight, of course, I will have an open forum. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be joined by the gentleman who was here once before with some rather not shocking, but certainly major news to report about the fluoridation poisoning of our bodies in the public water supplies. He is going to return tomorrow night for a little bit in the first hour to tell us about the latest findings and the latest action and litigation being taken to stop this. So I think you should listen. Definitely should listen in the first hour. And Monday night, I'm going to have a special guest. I'm not even going to mention who he is because it might put him in trouble. It might, you know, I mean, who knows what can happen. The people that listen to this program, the people that listen who are dangerous, who are fanatics, who are terrorists, in the White House, in the government, in Little Jerusalem, in Washington. They are the ones you must understand will stoop to any length to interfere with what Rick Adams does. Ah, you say, come on, you're not that important, you're not that big. Well, I don't think so. But evidently some others do. And they will move heaven and earth to try to eliminate the possibility of you hearing my guests. So I'm going to have on someone who, of course, has a close tie to some of those people who have served the United States in the Border Patrol and have paid the consequence. All right, that person will be with me on Monday night, Lord willing. But tonight, I'm going to open the program with this story that, of course, just started developing a few weeks ago in Rhode Island here about a registry of motor vehicles employee working for the state who managed to provide illegal aliens with licenses at $2,500 a pop, cash. And I'm going to read to you a little bit of the story and a little bit of the chronology of this case. And you tell me if it sounds familiar where you are, because this is happening all across these United States. And it is a growing threat from within. So I will begin the story of Dolores Rodriguez LaFlemme when I return. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Get back at them.
Okay, here we are, beginning the program, open forum here on the program tonight. And the number, as usual, is 1-800-313-9443. We have the case of this this woman, Dolores Rodriguez LaFlamme, accused of providing fraudulent driver's licenses, managed to obtain her job and evade deportation for years through an array of deceit. And, you know, they start the story here. These two reporters, one of whom is a real nutcase, Karen Lee Ziner, who, of course, has never had an objective thing to say in her life when it comes to illegals. But that's beside the point. They say a string of lies to the city, the state, and federal authorities placed Dolores Rodriguez LaFlamme in a sensitive job at the State Department Division of Motor Vehicles, through which she allegedly helped drug dealers and illegal immigrants get the valid licenses they needed to hide their identities. She lied first to the city when she obtained a license to marry a convicted heroin dealer solely to stay in the country. She lied to the state by checking off U.S. citizen on her DMV job application. the Department of Motor Vehicles. She lied to federal Homeland Security officials when she told them her marriage was real. 3 years ago, at a hearing that led to the deportation order, a federal immigration judge and a government prosecutor saw the potential for a breach of truth at her state job. Now, she had already been shown a propensity to lie to begin with, which, of course, is certainly not unusual in this state and certainly when it comes to government. But she would lie to the federal government. The prosecutor asked, what then would stop her from taking bribes from people who wanted motor vehicle titles, drug dealers and so forth? Well, she said, I wouldn't take it. I won't accept any bribes. Well, the state's director of the State Department of Administration, Beverly Najarian, said that neither her department nor the DMV were told anything by any federal officials about Laflamme's questionable immigration status. All that time, they wouldn't say a word, much less that it had been going on for years. Did that bother her? Quite frankly, it does, says Bev Najarian. When asked why Immigration and Customs, ICE, never contacted the state, spokeswoman Paula Grenier said she could not talk about specific cases. This young woman, however, 40 years old, of Providence, and a fellow registry clerk, Soroya Santiago, 42, of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, are part of an expanding investigation into what Rhode Island State Police are calling a ring of opportunity at the Department of Motor Vehicles. The two registry clerks are accused of working with two middlemen to provide driver's licenses to dozens of people using fraudulent identities. Some are illegals and convicted drug dealers. Laflamme and Santiago, one of the alleged middlemen, and 10 people who obtained licenses have been charged, but the state police are searching for 19 others. That investigation now includes the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, state police in New York, Massachusetts, and Florida. So we're getting the little gist here of the case, and I can tell you that if they're looking for 19 people, there might be 90 people involved. This process here and how they work the deal and manage to get these fraudulent licenses through the state is just amazing. And it goes to prove the loopholes. It goes to prove just how loose things are everywhere in this country under this government in Washington, with the fact that the Homeland Security Department knew about this and did not inform the state. And she continued to lie and continued in her job and continued to mail out licenses for cash. Very elaborate scheme. I don't have to go through the details of everything that the police allege here, but this is interesting to look at the years involved. From February of 96, this woman, Dolores Michael, subsequently Dolores Rodriguez, and Dolores Rodriguez Laflamme, enters the U.S. with a visitor's visa. On August 25th, the visa expires. December 16th of 96, she marries Wilson Rodriguez. Then in November of 97, Wilson Rodriguez petitions for her as an alien relative. She applies for work authorization and then permanent residency. An alien relative visa forms the basis for obtaining the green card. Within weeks, she meets with Daniel Laflamme. He's a state employee and a U.S. citizen. They move in together. By November 29th of 1998, the next year, Dolores Rodriguez gives birth to a daughter. By April 10th of 2000, she and Rodriguez appear before immigration officers in Providence on his alien relative petition and her petition for permanent residency. She had already begun working at the DMV through a temporary agency. See, these temp agencies are involved. By August 20th, 2002, just 2 years later, they say immigration denies Rodriguez's petition, citing marriage fraud, tells her that she's the subject of a removal order from the United States. Now, in March of 2003, she divorces Rodriguez. April 4th, she marries Daniel Aflem. That didn't take long, did it, huh? Then by October 6th of 2004, she reapplies for an adjustment of status on the basis of marriage to Mr. Laflamme. This does sound very interesting, doesn't it? So we continue now. November 19th of 2004, Dolores Laflamme appears at a hearing in which she appeals before the U.S. immigration judge, Matthew D'Angelo in Boston. D'Angelo denies her request for a waiver of her sham marriage, her green card petition, and her request for voluntary removal orders for her departure to the Dominican Republic. So she's supposed to be deported, in other words, back to the Dominican Republic. Well, March 28th comes, and the Board of Immigration appeal upholds D'Angelo's decision, issues a final deportation order for Dolores. By May of 2006, 2 months later, Laflamme's lawyer files a petition for a new review. You see, if you're an illegal here, you have far more rights, you have far more appeals than if you're some dumb, stupid Border Patrol agent. That's the way they look at them, who is convicted on a fraudulent charge with fraudulent evidence and then goes to jail. You have far more rights, you see. All right. The U.S. Court of Appeals on March 27th of 2007 denies her petition for review after lawyers miss the filing deadline. Well, on October 10th, just this past October 10th of 2007, state police arrest Laflamme and fellow Department of Motor Vehicles clerk Soroya Santiago and nine others in licensing schemes. She remains in federal immigration custody now, and she's supposed to be going through this deportation hearing. Now, this is a classic example, you see, of how we have in this country a willingness to allow all of this illegal activity to happen. And you say, well, it's so mammoth, Rick. How could you possibly be able to form any kind of comprehensive plan to ferret them out and search them out, and then send them out of the country? Well, it's not that complicated. Now, I admit, as time goes on and as more millions come in, it will be almost impossible to do it politically. So we'll be fighting a rearguard action here, arresting people and putting them in jail, or deporting them if they're here illegally, and their cohorts who are, say, American citizens, filling up more jail space. And you know what? For every nine they arrest, there will be hundreds to replace them. Hundreds. Get the picture? This is outrageous. It's all going on in our states. I'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Okay, all right. I'm back. I'm just doing a little perusing here at other stories of interest, but this story about illegal entry into the country and how very neatly these people have worked out schemes, the illegals, to come in and take over, obviously through the licensing, the driver's license as a form of ID, now enabling them not only to be in the country, quote, legally, unquote, but can you imagine what the voting process then looks like, huh? Well, of course, you have these illegals here voting in these primaries, voting in these general elections, and guess who they're going to vote for? Why, of course, the people they own, the people that the mob controls, the spineless jellyfish like Patrick Kennedy, his father, Ted Kennedy, Jack Reed, Senator Shelley Outhouse, or White House, I'm sorry, and that type of individual. All of these scumbags who are now in office and who are perpetuating this mob mentality. We will serve the mob of give-me's, hand-me-downs, flotsam and jetsam on the street. Now, of course, I'm not making a stereotypical argument against the ethnicity, perhaps, of those involved from the Dominican Republic, Central America, Mexico, and so forth. That's not even the issue. The issue is that we have lost all control of our borders. This nation, yes, there is a war going on in this nation, and it is a war against the nation, not by Al-Qaeda, not by Saddam Hussein's people, certainly not by anyone in the Arabic world. It is a war taking place on our way of life, on Christendom, if you will. And it is a war against the country by the forces in control of this government. So they know that if you're going to finally destroy a nation, you don't just destroy the middle class. You don't just destroy the backbone of a society, particularly this society. But you go beyond that. In order to make that destruction complete, in order to make that construction, that destruction complete, you must dismantle the borders. You must dismantle the borders. And that is what they have done. Dismantle the borders of our nation so that all of them can come in. All of them who can will get in. And if they should be drug smugglers, many of them are, don't worry. If they get shot, they will sue. They will sue in American courts the agents who shot at them while they were smuggling drugs, while they were smuggling drugs into the country. Don't worry about it. That's the way our court system works. It works for the destruction of our nation. It works for the destruction of the middle class and ultimately the law of the land, the Constitution, which has been rendered meaningless now. And that's what's happened to us through these driver's licenses, through these schemes. And I can, as I say, this is nothing more than a sample of what is going on. Now, we have a very tiny state where I live in Rhode Island. It's the smallest in the Union. And you can imagine if this is a problem that's out of control here, and I say it is, because now we're estimating at least 50 to 75,000 illegals in the suburban areas particularly and the urban areas of Rhode Island, then you can imagine how many. How many are in Texas? How many are in California? And how many are in all of the other states? It's definitely in the tens of millions. My friends, there's no way it can be 12 or 13 million. It has to be 30 to 35 million illegals in the country. And here's George Bush. Here is George Bush, the consummate puppet of the internationalists, of the Zionists, of the one-worlders, pontificating to the rest of the world and telling them and the people of Iran what they must do to overthrow their government. Can you imagine the gall, huh? To overthrow their government. And Mr. Ahmadinejad. And who's the biggest dictator of them all? I'm the one that gets to decide whether we're going to go to war. I make the decisions. You see, we're the laughingstock. America has been reduced to a petty dictatorship. And the Bible tells us that when we need princes in those days of apostasy, the Lord shall send us fools to rule over us. And boy, we have fools. We have men and women now of evil ambition. And if you think George Bush is bad, let him dance with Hillary Clinton. All right, I will take your calls. Jump aboard when we come back from the break. 800-313-9443. Much more to talk about. Open forum right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, I'm back, and open forum here tonight. I just began talking about the illegals and the invasion and what it's costing us, and oh my, we are deluged, my friends. Our number is 800-313-9443. Let me start with Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing, brother?
All right, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Rick. Man, it's a half moon and had 27 deer in my front yard.
Wow.
And life is good, but America is not, brother.
No, it's not. It is not. It's suffering from the apostasy of this day.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rick. I mean, you know, what's going on the border, there is a lot of drugs going on down there, and mm-hmm. It's not just drugs, brother. It's a lot of other things going on. And
to be sure.
Well,
sure.
I mean, child slavery is going on, brother,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Oh, yeah, we've seen, videos of sacrifices and killings that are going on. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, there's people, Rick, I know for a fact, there are people down there that are, like, putting their children in prostitution. I mean, Rick, I mean, like, 12, 14-year-old girls that they're in, as well as boys, man, in the slavery. And it's crazy, man. And but what I wanted to call about tonight, Rick, was, like, I got my sister. My blood sister lives in Port Arthur, Beaumont area. They had a big explosion the other day, and they can't figure out what caused it and that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but the news media down there don't know. They don't understand why, you know, what caused the explosion. And that's in, like, the Port Arthur area of, you know, right there close to Louisiana. And, but, you know, I mean, I know for a fact also, Rick, we have a lot of, I would hope they're American citizens, but we have a lot. I found out there's a lot of ex-convicts that are Hispanic origin that are on probation for drug charges, things like that, that's working our ports in Houston and places like that. And, you know, here we were supposed to be concerned about security and, you know, where's the security, brother? I mean, we could go on all day about
that.
Well,
I mean, it's it is a miracle that there has not been a major incident, but that miracle is in spite of everything that George Bush and this administration has done. Because clearly, if anyone wanted to hurt us as part of a campaign, Muslims and so forth, there are enough in this country, and you don't need more than a handful to be able to do damage. So clearly, the federal government and those in control are the ones that are responsible when something happens, and it does not happen, you see?
Right.
You get my drift?
Yes, sir. But what concerns me, Rick, is like, you know, when our government is hiring ex-convicts, ex-felons, working in the ports and that kind of a thing, I mean, you know, and you don't see that on the media, you know, Rick. You don't see that on the media about things like that. And that's, I know that may be to some just a simple short story, but, you know, when you have ex-convicts working in the ports, I mean, my God, brother, you know, but, you know, I'm going to go down tomorrow night, down the Eagle Pass again, brother, and watch the border, and we're going to, you know, I told you about them, like, killing calves and, you know, cutting off pieces of meat. I understand people are hungry, but I think it's a lot more deeper than that, man. I think they're just, I don't know if it's revenge or because of what we're doing down there, some of us, Rick, but I'm going to keep going down there, brother, as long as I can walk. You know, I'm disabled, but I'm going to keep going down there as long as I can. And I'm going to keep the faith, and I'm going to trust in our Constitution. And, you know, I carry a little thing with the Bill of Rights in my wallet. So if the authorities come up, I say, hey, man, here's a Bill of Rights. Now, you want to argue it, then okay. But, Rick, I'm going to keep doing what I do and believe in God and believe in Christ and the Holy Spirit, brother, and keep doing what I'm doing as long as God permits me, man. And, you know, I know what's coming through. I know what's going on in Laredo, Texas. I know what's going on in Rio Grande City down by, you know, close to Zapata, Texas. And, you know, I know what's going on close to Matamoros. There's a lot of things, man, that the media is not talking about. And American people better wake up, man. And, but I'm going to keep doing what I do, Rick, and believe in God and our Constitution and carry the Bill of Rights in my wallet and believe in the Second Amendment and believe in the First Amendment and believe in people like you, man. And it's like, you know, it's funny because it seems like the devil tries to come against people that are doing good, people like yourself that's trying to get the word out, the guests that you have, Rick, the guests that tell what's going on, you know? And, you know, I know it's the enemy. I know it's the devil trying to come against you.
Oh, absolutely.
Rick, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work, brother.
And well, they're going to fail. You're right.
Well, what people don't understand is it's like it's not going to be, you know, necessarily the Second Amendment rights, having weapons to defend yourself and things like that. It's going to be faith, Rick. It's like I told you on one show one night, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel in the lion's den, the only thing that saved them was faith in believing in God and believing that, you know, they need to change their lives to live in a more, in a better way that God would, you know, because God wants to bless us, man. He wants
you're right, and you hit the nail on the head every time, my friend. And that's the problem, is the spiritual
well, it's a lack
morality.
Of faith, Rick. It's a lack of faith, brother.
Well, and
it's
like, and obedience. Faith and obedience.
And obedience, yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. And if people just realize, I mean, I know you have, I know others have, that really believe God, that have gone through turbulent, miserable, gut-wrenching, man, soulful times in their life, but if they really trust and believe God, man, he'll pull them through, man. And that's the kind of times we're living in, and that's the kind of people that's the kind of people it's going to take to help other people, man. And God's going to bless them. And, you know, but, and I know it's the enemy trying to come against you, man, with RBN and everything, Rick, and just keep up the work, and you're going to make it, brother. You know, you're going to make it, man. And, you know,
I have no doubts. Thank you.
Because you're getting the truth out there, brother.
Yes.
But, hey, I'm going to go down tomorrow night, do my job, try to catch when I can. I just more
well, check
people.
Back with us if you can, if you're around Monday night.
Okay, Rick, I will.
Please
God bless
do,
you,
because
brother.
We'll have a special guest back.
Hey, God bless you, and God bless listeners like old Joe Church and some of the other listeners, man.
Amen.
I hope they're doing good, and that's what makes your show, brother, you and them. God bless you, man.
I'll second that motion. Thank you. All
Thank
right.
You, Rick.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.
And bless you. 800-313-9443. And we're going to take more calls in just a moment. Let me see here. This is something from our friend Steve Mason of the TX Minutemen. Verizon has said it turned over data without court orders on October 16th. The nation's second largest telecom company told the congressional investigators that it has provided customers' telephone records to federal authorities in, quote, emergency cases without court orders hundreds of times since 2005. And Verizon also discussed and the fact that it disclosed through the FBI using administrative subpoenas information identifying not just a person making a call, but all of the people that the customer called, as well as the people these people called. So from January of 2005 to September of this year, Verizon provided data to federal authorities on an emergency basis 720 times, it claimed in the letter. The records included internet protocol addresses as well as phone data. In that period, Verizon turned over information a total of 94,000 times to federal authorities armed with a subpoena or a court order, according to the letter. Well, phone utilities won't give details on eavesdropping. The three biggest phone carriers have refused to tell members of Congress what role, if any, they had in the NSA's domestic eavesdropping program. Utilities say it would be illegal to divulge classified information. Yeah, that's like the kid who kills his parents and then asks for mercy from the court because he's an orphan. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This immunity now that they would like to grant, continue to grant, to the telecommunications industry, and Congress has basically said as such, you see, proves that the federal government is not divided. The Democrats and the Republicans are not divided. They're both walking in unison. In the name of security and protecting us from terrorists, they're taking away every vestige of your liberty while the borders continue to be open. And who's responsible? The same party, the Republicans. You see? Democrats and Republicans. No difference. Okay, let's take Henry in Connecticut now. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Long time
hey,
no
where
see.
Have you been? Well, yeah, we haven't heard from you in a couple of days.
Yeah, that happens.
We were worried that maybe you were abducted. Taken
yeah.
away, maybe.
Okay, well, actually, you're going to move on to the next call pretty quick. You mentioned
That's all right.
Thing,
we got oh, time. We got
yeah,
time
I know. You mentioned
you.
The
worry.
Thing with Rhode Island.
Yeah,
with that
well,
thing
you only live next door in the haven of Connecticut.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to tell you. That's what I was going to call about and say this real quick. That very thing that you're talking about happened up here. Happened over here about 4 months ago or so more. And I think even Jody Rell or somebody below her, maybe the...
It's the governor.
The governor is Jody Rell, but I think the district, the U.S., I'm sorry, the state attorney general got involved with it because it wasn't just people at the... It was at DMV right here, DMV in Bridgeport, but it went up to even a little up to the administrative level.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't selling it for $2,500, you know, as stupid as it sounds. They were selling them for a little cheaper than that, more like, I think, about $1,000 or $1,500 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've also heard that massively taking place in there was a bust, I mean, this is many years ago, in Queens, New York, with that. And the thing about it is the person who did it up here, though, Jody Rell, I think she changed even the supervisor, the top administrative official with, because it was a big thing up here. I mean, over here recently, you know, it was a mess. But that's the thing. You have to ask yourself this. Even when I'm over here, I see so many Hispanics, a few white faces, and all you see is Hispanics, and it's just. And I notice not only just Mexican, it's Guatemalan, it's Dominican. I call a dateline called Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, and hit Providence, Rhode Island. I'm hearing mostly, this one's from Dominican Republic, this one's from this and that, and saying I moved here from Dominican Republic, and I don't know whether they came here legally or not. You know, that's the thing.
Well, here in Rhode Island, you have a magnet for welfare state recipients, and that adds to the problem. So they are told... look at the map. Go east, you know. Go up to Rhode Island.
Well, you know, that's interesting, too, you say that, because I've heard that I did hear this. The social protections, the amount of money that we do give our own people, who, if they really do need it, is like peons compared to, well, we know compared to politicians or Israel, but compared to even in some northern or even central European countries. But I heard it wasn't Rhode Island, that it was Maine, M-A-I-N-E, that it was Maine, because, see, a lot of the jobs... See, the thing with these people you're talking about is that they're doing both. There's only probably 30-40% with the welfare. The rest of this 50-60% take all the jobs away. That's what's happening all over California. That's why the people there, some people white in their 20s and 30s and... you know, even 40s, they're leaving California, going to Utah, and then Utah may be a little stuffy or maybe a little stricter, so then they may want to go from there to Rhode Island, to Oregon. But that's the thing. It's like you're burning the candle on both ends, put it that way. You know, you take a stick candle, light one end, cut, make some wick on the other side, burn that too, light that, and you have it burning both ends. Well, you know what happens. Well, that's
absolutely
what happened.
Yeah. Well, there is some contention about what you say. I don't have enough of the data in front of me about Maine, but I do know that, you know...
I didn't think Rhode Island has welfare, does it? Because I know some states... I mean, I think every state should have something for
people. Are you
for
asking
people.
Me what?
No, I did not think that Rhode Island has certain welfare. I know every state should have something.
What do you mean,
but...
certain welfare? This is the welfare capital of the country.
What do you mean, Rhode Island?
Of course.
I thought, now, see, that's another thing. I talked to somebody in Maine about 3-4 weeks ago. They told me Maine was.
Well, I mean, no. You got to understand that this state is distinguished in New England as the number one. Now, we have just had a report issued. It has the worst business tax climate in the entire country. Of all of the 50 states, Rhode Island is at the very bottom of the barrel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have the sixth or fourth now highest property taxes. We have the high utility bills. We have all of these things. And yet, we know that the reason why illegals come here in vast numbers, of course, it's small. They can see their relatives on a regular basis without having to travel 500 miles. And they know that if anything should happen, they have the state to assist them. And there's plenty of people like Rodriguez here who will, Ms. Rodriguez, who will help them, who will take care of them. And the welfare department here is indeed overburdened with these cases. In fact, you know, even the federal department of agriculture, the food stamp program, said they're just loaded with food stamp money, and they say, come take advantage of it. While it's here, take advantage of it, my friend. So it is a magnet, Henry, and I can tell you that from firsthand experience, seeing it myself. Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing of it is that what's so twisted is that we got people in Kentucky and other places who really would need programs like that, where there's not much jobs or you're out of a job. That's what that's for. Just like they do in Germany and Sweden. Right. And instead, we should be accommodating these people breaking the law coming here illegally. And yet they'll give havoc to their own, you know, own American citizens. That's what's so twisted. And yet they're taking away the American citizens' jobs, too, at the same time.
Well, look at what's going on in Europe. We've talked about it before. You've got now Switzerland under attack. One out of five in Switzerland are minority now, coming from all over the world. And you know the ADL and the World Jewish Congress, these groups were the ones in the forefront of that open borders policy, while their own blankety-blank little country of Israel, of course, enforces absolute total segregation and total racial purity.
Oh, yeah.
That tells you something.
All right. Do you know what the sales
You want to hang on?
No,
you can hang
go.
On,
just
all right, because we've
the...
got a quick break, and we'll be back. We have time, open forum tonight. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Jump aboard. We'll hear from new callers as well. Be right back with more of Radio Avenger.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, thank you. I'm back. And Henry, you're still with me. Go right ahead, sir. You were about to say something else, and I didn't want to cut you off, sir.
Oh, no, I was going to go. What I just wanted to ask you...
You were going to go.
Oh, no, I was. No, what happened, the music came on. I just wanted to ask you what the sales tax was in Rhode Island, because it's not that I'm totally against all taxes. I think the constitutional taxes we should pay.
Well, let me tell you, it's higher than you... What's your state now, Connecticut?
All right, I know Massachusetts is point 5 cents.
5%.
Five cents is on the dollar.
5%. Yeah.
Connecticut is 6%.
Now take a guess as how much Rhode Island's is.
I guess it may be around the same, right? Or am I wrong? All right, seven. Let's say seven. 7%.
Higher. Yeah, 7%.
Oh, okay.
The highest.
Oh, higher than 7%.
No, it's the highest in this region, Connecticut and Massachusetts. So when people want to go shopping, where do you think they go? Massachusetts and places like right next door. Of course, they have a tax holiday, Massachusetts, every year, at least once.
Now, what do you mean the tax holiday?
Well, where they don't, they simply will not allow for you to pay taxes on certain items, not everything, but certain items that fall under the purview of bigger ticket items, refrigerators, stoves, all of that stuff, electronics equipment, and you will not pay any tax on that day. Now, of course, you're supposed to pay the home state of Rhode Island where you live, the difference when you do buy in Massachusetts. So, because I don't know of anybody who does that. That's for sure.
So if you live in Rhode Island, you go to Mass to buy something, you come back to Rhode Island. But how are they going to enforce that? How do they know about
that? You know, if they
have their ways. Yeah, okay, I'll
we
let you
have
go.
Our ways, you see.
Yeah, I'll
of
let you
enforcing
go.
Enforcing
okay.
it.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, be well.
Okay. Now what? She's going to come to Rhode Island and buy things. No, he wouldn't be that stupid, right? No, only someone else might, but not you, Henry. You're pretty sharp, I think. All right, as we end the close to the end of this hour, I'm not going to take any more calls this hour, but I am going to begin some new subjects that I want to get into in the next hour. And also this news item, of course, about Turkey and Iraq and the Kurds, which, of course, will not go away and overshadowed by the alleged purported Al-Qaeda bombing in Pakistan. Well, again, Al-Qaeda at work. Oh, those terrible people, those terrible Muslims. They're at it again. Well, that's the propaganda. And I can smell a Mossad trail as surely as the sun is hot. But here's the story, when we come back, of Turkey invading Iraq. Well, that's interesting. And then I'm going to read to you what an ex-congressman had to say. What he had to say about occupied American territory here by the Israeli lobby. Paul Findlay, you remember him, the ex-congressman who was pushed out of office partly and largely because of his opposition to Israeli occupation and terrorism. Well, he had something interesting to say about the real Israeli lobby. He wrote the book, you remember, They Dared Speak Out, and another book he's just authored. Well, I want to read that to you as well. But anything is fair game, and you may at this time bring up whatever you'd like to. But when we come back in 1 minute, we'll talk a little bit about the situation with Turkey and Iraq and the Iraqi Kurds. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.